I couldn't have made this up if I tried.
I would not have. This is not part of the script.
God is like literally the architect. So God is looking at like, I got the whole blueprint. I just need you to believe. Yeah. Just believe.
Cut!
That's all I need.
I ain't asked for that right now, God.
God like, can you let me work? Just do the scene and we good. I need you to trip. You gonna heal. And after this, you gonna trip into a pile of money. And it's like, oh, why didn't you just tell me I was going to trip into a pile of money? I would have tripped on the first try. They would have threw myself down this thing. They were like, yeah, you didn't have to be that committed. Nah, he told me there was some money at the at the,
money at the bottom of them steps. I'm getting my money.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Great Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Shikoya D.
Badman Breezington here.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, welcome. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. This is the Gray Area where we talk about regular life from a creator's perspective.
We do.
So we like to break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white, which in layman terms means
we talk about whatever we feel like talking about.
It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be movies, it could be food, anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we love to bring you guys in on them and hopefully inspire you to have your own.
Come on.
So while you are here, welcome. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And hey guys.
Wagwan.
How are you?
Wagwan.
Doing well. How are you guys?
I'm like out of breath for some reason.
You ran up and down the steps.
I didn't even run. I walked very slowly. And for some reason, I came back up here and was just like, woo. And I just did that. I don't know why. It's not like I haven't walked up and down the steps in months. It's just
Stairmaster.
Like, maybe that's what it is. But other than that, I'm great. I just need a nap.
I'm great too.
Or I'm amazing.
That's awesome.
I have purpose.
What are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about how do you continue to move forward, or how do you continue to keep going when everything is falling apart?
What got you to this topic? I need time to catch my breath still. I'm not
because I look around and everything seems to be falling apart. Like, nothing is... It's like the saying, if it ain't... Like, it's one thing or another.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't one thing, it's another. That saying. That's happening. It's like... And then it'd be a lot of decision-making. And it's great to know how to make decisions and actually make decisions, but when you make decision after decision after decision after decision and the decision making don't stop, like you don't have a chance to breathe, and these are urgent things. They may not be the most important things, but it's very urgent because things got to get done and you're the adult in the situation.
Yeah.
And life don't stop for nobody. So while you're going through whatever you're going through, life is still moving. So how do you continue to keep going when everything seems to be falling apart around you?
All right. You about to say something?
If you was going to go, you can go.
You go ahead.
You can go. You sound like you was about to go. You was about to say something.
I was going to ask if y'all mind if I give context.
Oh, you can give context. I don't care.
All right. So we're going to tell y'all about our week a little bit. Wow, it's been a lot. So pretty much here's what happened. So first, in a nutshell, first Breeze's car decided it wanted to start acting up. And we found out that...
Actually, first,
with
my car, I just went and took it to get the AC checked. Because AC don't work. Mm-hmm. And it's summertime, almost summertime, but it's hot. AC don't work in the car, right? So I took it there. They were just like... I gotta get a whole new pump, right, for my AC. And they was like, get your bricks bled. I need to get my bricks bled. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to get that done at a later date. And then, like, a couple of days after that, maybe, like, 4 to 5 days after that, I'm turning the corner and I'm pushing on a brake, but I'm not really slowing down. So then, like, I'm still pushing down on the brake as I'm turning. And I'm still pushing. Like, it's just keep going down, down, down. And eventually, it's stopped. But it was like, that's not good. So, long story less long, my brakes need some help. Mm-hmm. And brakes not nothing to play with. So, in my mind, the brakes are more imperative. It's more important than the AC. The AC is urgent. Mm-hmm. The brakes are important. So, then I take it to go get the brakes fixed. And they fix something with the brakes. Well, they got to bleed the brakes. I tell them that's not what it is. But they want to bleed the brakes. They bleed the brakes. And then they say it's my master cylinder. I'm like, okay, cool. We get a new master cylinder. And they was like, it's not the master cylinder. I'm like, so y'all just fixing stuff and not fixing nothing. So
y'all just guessing.
Yeah. So then they tell me what it is. And I'm like, all right, cool. And the price, and I'm like, this doesn't cost. Where y'all getting these? My question is, where y'all getting these parts from? Because where I be looking, it'd be like 5% of the price y'all be charging. But so long story less long, my brakes need some assistance, and I'm not about Yeah, it's just a lot. And on top of that, I was using my car for income, right? So now the fact that my car is out of commission, the income not rolling in like it was rolling in. But it's a reason to that, and I'll get, I'll go into that after.
Okay.
And you can finish your story, sorry.
No, you're fine. That was more context that I was missing out on. Then After everything with his brakes, Damani's car.
Yeah, my car decided that as I was driving, the check engine light
came. Wait, no, it wasn't your car next. It was mine, wasn't it?
I can't remember, but
I think because I had you in your car.
Yeah.
Okay, so because his car was
Is it me? I think it's me.
Because his car was out of commission, I let him use my car. I get a call like, hey, your car not really starting.
And so I was like, do you be having trouble starting your car? Mind you, it's push to start. And I'm like, okay, I had a push to start. So I know what I'm doing, but it's not starting.
So me and Damani, like, he might just need to be a little bit more patient. You know, maybe he's just trying to start it too fast. Need to take a deep breath. But progressively as the week went on.
As the day went on.
Oh, well, I mean, as the day went on, it got more frequently, but as the week went on, it got a lot more frequent than my car wasn't starting. So then I take it to get a diagnostic. I'm like, we think it's the starter. Can you check it? They're like, well, first of all, we can't check nothing because your battery is bad. And at that point, I'm just like, I don't even know how we got here. My battery is bad. So then I was like, all right, well, we'll change the battery later. I go to try to start my car so we can go back home. My car won't start. So then we change the battery while we're there because that's the only thing that makes sense at that point. Clearly, God wanted me to just go ahead and change the battery. So we change the battery. They do the diagnostic. And then they're like, all right, well, your battery's good now. The starter is fine. The starter is fine.
And you forgot a point. When they changed the battery, the car didn't start.
Oh, yes. But even backtracking before that, before we even thought it was the starter, I thought it was the battery in my keys.
Jesus. Oh, yeah, and I went and got
we got new batteries for my key and everything. All right, so then going back to the diagnostic. So he like, yeah, give me a little juice. Nothing.
So the word he used, give me some juice.
Yeah, he said, it's something like that. And just nothing. It was dead silent. My car wouldn't turn on. I tried it like 3 times. I'm sitting there. He literally goes back into the store, and then finally my car starts. So then he comes back out, and then he checks the starter and everything. And he's like, the starter, the report says the starter is good. The battery is good, which the battery better be good because I just changed it. But the recharging system is what's bad. But also, they're not mechanics. So, like, they can't explain. Well, he was just like, it's probably the alternator. But it's like, I can't get a definite answer from this man because they're not mechanics. This is a store. But in between all of that.
Yeah, so pretty much a day before this, I'm driving, you know, and yeah, I'm out minding my business. I'm driving. All of a sudden, my wrench light come on. Now I'm not really familiar with all of the lights on the car. Like, I know some of the lights, but like, I wasn't necessarily the most familiar with this particular light. I've seen the check engine light, oil light, cool. So I'm like, you know what, my light is on. I probably need an oil change. I know I need an oil change. I'm past the 3,000 miles they talked about. Let me go ahead and get an oil change. I drive to get an oil change. They changed the oil. They gave me the list of stuff that the suggested stuff they want me to change. I'm like, all right, I'm going to just do this. Do the air filter. I like to breathe. I want to be able to breathe while I'm driving. Cool. Get back in the car. All the lights is off. I'm like, cool. All right, we good. Start driving some more. Later on in the day, all of a sudden, my wrench light is back on. This time, check engine light on too. I'm like, all right. I've never seen that combination together. So let's just go home. So we're driving home. All of a sudden, cars start moving a little bit slower than it's supposed to. I'm pressing on the gas. And, you know, we starting to feel like the little engine that could or couldn't. And, you know, luckily we made it home. There was somebody behind us that wasn't beeping, so we were fine. The next day when she found out about her alternator, I had decided, you know what, I'm gonna take my car to AutoZone.
No, it was before I found out about my alternator.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The next day, so right before she found out about her car, I was gonna take my car to AutoZone to get a diagnostic. I'm like, all right, cool. I pull it out of the driveway. I'm trying to hit the gas. I'm hitting the gas. And my car, it sound like... Yeah, I'm like... Mind you...
Sound angry.
But that's what it sounds like. You would have thought I was in Fast and the Furious and I was going 95 on a 25. Like, that's how loud my engine was sounding.
And his car was like...
And it's not moving up the hill. Mind you, we don't even have a big hill on our house, like on our street. It's like... It's just going. And I'm like, all right, you know what? Let me just try. I start driving. Whole car just shut off. I'm like, okay.
And we're on a hill, so it starts rolling backwards a little bit.
I'm like, okay, that's not what I thought was going to happen.
But luckily your brakes were.
Yeah, my brakes are phenomenal. That's when I don't have the brake issue. I didn't know what the issue was, but
so he didn't roll all the way back down the hill. And he was able to stop.
Yeah, so long story less long. I had to have my car towed to the dealership so I can, you know, so they can tell me what's wrong with it.
And
so,
then when I went outside, I was like, it's probably your alternator.
You definitely said that. You definitely did. The next day, her alternator, or the same, this,
next
that was
day,
next day.
Yeah,
next day.
We found out it was my alternator that was the issue.
Yeah, so all of that happened in a span of pretty much a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when we say... What happens? What do you do when life feels like it's falling apart? This is what we talking about. Yeah, we ain't think this was just a cute topic. This is our life.
And other things are happening.
Yeah, there's other stuff going on, but the car thing is just... Whew.
How do y'all keep going when it seems like everything's falling apart?
I guess one of the biggest things is knowing that, acknowledging that, like, it's not necessarily falling apart. Stuff is falling together. I just don't know what the picture is going to look like.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's falling into place. What is this supposed to be for? Yeah. But it's like, I don't know. So I just kind of have to go with it and work my way around it. And like, just adjust as the obstacles reveal themselves. And I think that's been the main thing for me. Just being like, okay, well, this happened. I can be upset. Like, nobody's going to take that away from me. Listen, you are entitled to be upset, but I'm also required to fix it or to do something, right? I can't, going back to the decision portion, like, as much as I would love for somebody else to come through and make these decisions for me, similar to what you used to say, like, you grow up, you're born looking like your parents, you die looking like your decisions, that kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. I have to make the decisions anyway. Mm-hmm. So, like, all right, what is the decision I'm going to make in response to this thing? And, yeah, between that and making sure that this shot, they're looking at it like if it was a movie, like, wow, this is the interesting part of my life film. I didn't know we were going to hit this patch. This isn't, you know, so, yeah.
That's just a side note, but to what you said about the whole movie thing, I strongly disagree when people be like, you know, if life is like a movie, you know, if you was watching a movie and it was just happy the whole time, you would hate that movie. I disagree. If my life was good, sunshine and roses every single day, that's a good life.
Says the man who watches all these dark behind movies all the time.
But there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
And exactly, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
But what if you can't see the light? Sometimes you be too far back and you can't see the light.
Well, just know that you have to have faith that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Or sometimes you can't see the light because you are the light.
So what I wanted to say, I understand the whole light situation, but that whole saying, if the movie was happy, I don't like it.
I mean, that's fair to not like it, but that's a boring movie. You never watch any movies that only good things happen.
Even in Happy Feet, they wasn't happy that whole movie.
I'm going to make a movie. The whole movie going to be happy. Y'all going to love it.
Getting back to the topic. My answer, my response to what's been keeping me going, getting me through, I will say is, So these affirmations that I've been saying have been helping a lot. But also, I have been on a journey of trust and patience with God for the past at least 6 to 8 months. So for me, I've realized this whole situation kind of, I guess, escalated or sped up my realization of the fact that I still hadn't released control. Like, I was still trying to do everything and be in control of every little thing. And it was just kind of like, I needed to give all of this stuff to God. Because like y'all said, like, it is other stuff going on. It's a lot going on right now. So it's like, I'm trying to do all of the things and fix. I was trying to fix all of the things. And like, I don't know nothing about cars for real. So like, I can't fix this car situation, but it just kind of helped me to realize like, oh, this is something that I need to let go of, which showed me that, oh, this is what I've been doing for the past few months. It's just like, I've been in constant problem solve mode. So I've been resting, taking naps, you know,
wow.
Saying, you know, praying, talking with the Lord, you know, listening, you know, what you got for me today, Lord? What we creating today? But honestly, I actually been resting more, and I think that for me, what's helping me get through is that I'm actively walking in faith, but I also finally figured out how to give control over to God. Like I was saying, I was saying, Jesus, take the wheel, but still holding on to the steering wheel real tight. Like, nah, you take it. Nah, go ahead, take it now. Go ahead. I'm going to just keep my hand here just in case, you know? Because I just want to be a part of the process. So, you know, I'm just keep my hand. It's like, just let the man drive, you know? Mm-hmm. Guess not really a man, but like a spirit. But you know what I'm saying, people? But yeah, that's what's been helping me. Mm-hmm. And just remembering to like just trust God. I don't, like you said, I don't know what the picture is about to make. I also know that this could be a lot worse. So I'm just like, I'm going to trust. I'm going to be patient. And I'm working on my active faith. So I'm working on listening and following instruction and stuff like that. But I can't fix my car, so.
I was going to fix mine, but you got to have the software to reprogram everything. And I'm like, yeah, if it was just a tire, I could have did that.
Right.
Could have did that.
Could have called my insurance for that.
Come fix my tie.
Just would have rolled the car out on the street. Like, hey, broke down over here. Sorry.
I did that before. All right. So, but it was like years ago. But if you get your car towed, when I got my car towed, they wouldn't come back and pick it up from a new place because that's where they dropped it off at. So I drove my car around the corner to a shopping center. We're like, hey, I'm such and such. He towed my car to this place. And then they came and towed it.
That's crazy. Wow. Wow. That was through your insurance? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's wild.
But, what's the question I'm supposed to be answering? How do you keep going?
Yeah.
How do you keep going when
it seems like everything is falling apart?
I was in constant problem solve mode as well. So I have to do things that make me not think about what's going on. So I've been painting a lot. I've been mixing and music stuff a lot. So I have to force myself to get out of my head. Like, I have to stay busy. And the only way for me to actually stay busy is for me to do the things that's actually important.
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually enjoy doing those things. Mm-hmm. And to go one step further, this entire couple weeks, it's showing me that the stuff that I was focused on that I thought was important, those are probably the least important things because that's what, like, God took away access to the things that I was putting before
the important things.
So, like, and then the wild thing is, like, during this time, Kayla Ray came. Yes. Family is important.
Yeah, yes.
My art and creative endeavors are important. Actually learning. This is the most rest I've gotten. Like before I on the pod, I always be talking about getting up at 4, 5, 6. My alarm isn't until 8 o'clock. And if it goes off, it goes off. Today I got up at like, I didn't get out of bed till 8:30. And I started going on walks. Me and Nova be walking. I be like recently, like we wasn't going on walks for real. But the other day, maybe Saturday, we went on a walk, and that was the only thing that was the first thing that made sense. Mm-hmm. Like after that walk, everything made, and I'm like, you know what, I miss being outside. Mm-hmm. Like, so even now, like the first thing I do when I get up, I thank God, go brush my teeth, and then I'm going to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, within the first 30 minutes to an hour that I'm awake, heading outside for a hike.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. In a similar vein, it's the creating portion that's helped me. And it's also funny because with a lot of the creating stuff, the return is so much later than the actual thing. So like it'll feel like I'm not doing something to solve an immediate obstacle or whatever, but it's like this does solve it, just
down the line.
Yeah, down the line. Right now. So it's like it's just this weird thing where it's like if I focus, once I start focusing on that, I'd lose track of everything else that's like could be considered a problem or whatever. And of course, like slowing down is a big thing, but me really hyper focusing on like whatever I'm doing so that I'm not worrying, because like we don't worry now, we don't worry in this house, but we don't worry, but literally so that in the event that I felt like I was getting ready to, it's hard for me to worry while I'm hyper focused on something that I enjoy doing. So it's the creating part portion is a huge part for me. Of course, you know, of course, talking to God, gotta speak to the big man. But that's really been the main thing that's been helping, like creating and like recognizing that, slightly going back to the movie analogy, like, oh, this is a wild part in the movie, I wonder what's gonna happen next, like as opposed to like, dang, this is the worst thing ever. This is the whole movie. Like this portion of the movie is the whole movie. And it's like, nah, this ain't really a.
We're still really in the beginning.
Yeah. And I think that's like the only one of the things that makes it feel less serious, because it's like, okay, cool, this happened. I know if this happened, like. First of all, stuff don't always be bad. Like in any movie, in the same way, stuff don't always be good. Like stuff isn't always bad. So like if you're in a rough patch, it's like clearly it's going to get better. It doesn't have an option to not get better at some point.
Yeah. And one thing that I've been two things that actually been helping me. The first one is like actually being able to take a step back and realize like this is small stuff. Like you just said, mm-hmm. It could be a whole lot worse. Like literally, this is just small mm-hmm. things. And another thing, realizing that life isn't happening to give you what you want. Life is happening to make you who you're supposed to be. So like life is about becoming. So everything that's happening, like this wouldn't have happened if I wasn't in a space to get through it.
Mm. Yeah. I would say that to your point of what you just said, one thing that Dad said to me, and I have this written down in my phone because when he said it, I don't know, it just stuck with me. But he said, pressure doesn't make diamonds. It makes you more of who you are. And I know that we talk a lot about becoming our highest self and, you know, just being our truest and our fullest self at all times. And it's moments like these that actually pushes us towards that. Because for me resting is me finally taking a step back and realizing, okay, what have I been doing? Like, even the question, I think the question that you had asked the other day was, if I look at everything that I've done up to this point, like, where would I be in 5 years? Mm-hmm. Like, just me being able to actually take a step back and clearly assess, like, okay, what have I done up to this point? What needs to be finished? Because, like, there are a lot of things, that need to be actually finished. I've been doing a lot of creating because our experience over the past few months have been different, but I've been doing a lot of creating, but it's like, am I going to leave this stuff to just be undone? Like maybe I've done in the past, or am I going to actually complete it so that I can move forward? And like you said, some of this stuff has a payoff in the future, but it's like, all right, well, I could just think of it as, even though it's not solving the problem immediately, it's making sure that in the future I don't have to go through a situation like this again. Mm. And I think that without me being able to take a step back, I wouldn't have been able to realize that or process that. And like, I'm still creating, But right now, my most important things are, let's get this finished. Like, let's get this finished so that, because you weren't only supposed to create this, you were supposed to put this out to the world. Like, this is something that you're supposed to be giving to the world. It's fine that you finished it, but it's like, all right, when are you going to give it to the people? Because I gave you this gift to share.
Word. Yeah, that was literally what I was, when I was up here writing earlier today, I was thinking that same thing. I was just thinking about all of the stuff that we create, but we're not sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So like, we were thinking, I'll say for myself, there were times where I was thinking that stuff wasn't working. It's like, no, I don't know if it didn't work because I didn't put it out yet. Like I there was the final step of it for me to know if this worked or not is me putting it out and seeing how it's received.
Yeah, like you were saying, the final step is to actually put it out, and you don't know if it worked or not. And I realized, well, for me, I realized I hadn't really been allowing myself to sleep, which is an important part of my creativity. Like, I've been sleeping, but, like, actually just resting in general, like, giving myself chunks of time to just rest without trying to control something is a totally different thing. So in doing that, I was able to take a step back and be like, oh, this actually isn't done yet. And being able to see what's not done or why this isn't done. Because some things, it's like, okay, you were like, I'm going to come back to this. Or this would have took you 5 minutes, but for some reason, it's taking you 3 weeks. What is happening? But I was able to kind of take a step back and be like, oh, I haven't been prioritizing properly. So now I'm even setting up my to-do list differently to list, like, the important things. And then I'll list, like, I set a separate section that says urgent, and I'll list that stuff below there. Mm-hmm. So it's like, as long as I get these things done today, then I will have gotten done the important things. I will have completed the task for today. And although it feels like, it does feel like a lot is going on, and I think that that's why it's so important that you take a moment to pause. I think a lot of times we get so caught up in the idea of, okay, things aren't going exactly how I picture, so we start to panic and then just start to do things, and that pushes us into a space where we start operating out of desperation rather than operating according to our creativity or within the realms of our gifts. Like, we will literally throw our gifts or whatever we feel like we're being called to do out of the window in 5 seconds as soon as stuff starts going wrong, instead of staying the course. And then we'll be like, well, I just seen a video on YouTube, and I'm speaking from experience. I just seen a video on YouTube that they said I could make $500,000 in 30 minutes. So let me go ahead and just try this. And it's like, this don't have nothing to do with nothing. And also, it's going to take you 10 weeks to figure out how to even make this work.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It just is those type of things, but like, these moments, they show you, or they have the potential to show you, if you allow it, what direction you are supposed to move to in this moment. And it might not look exactly how you're expecting it to look. Like, it might not, it's probably not going to make 100% sense, but it's not going to feel like you're abandoning all your hopes and dreams. It's going to feel like, oh, somehow I feel like this is connected. I'm not sure how it's connected just yet, but I feel like I'm being pushed toward this thing, and it's going to get me to the vision that I was given previously.
I was going to say, to your point, it made me think about the difference between moving in desperation and like, moving according to your creativity, right? Mm-hmm. And I think so many times when things start feeling like they're going wrong, we instantly go into desperation, like, we have to fix this, we have to plug this hole, the ship is going to go down if I don't plug this hole. And it's like, nah, it's not. I mean, you may get a little, it's going to get a little bit of water in there for a second, and then
your socks might get wet.
But like, hey, you might be able to get, maybe you'll be able to get to land before that happens, or whatever it is. And then the other thing that I was going to say was, like, in a lot of these scenarios, I think the saying is, like, you don't see things how they are, you see things how you are. Mm-hmm. And understanding, like, it's all a matter of, like, how you're seeing stuff. So certain stuff would happen to me specifically, and I'll literally be telling myself, like, I don't know why, but I feel like this is a good thing. I don't know why it's a good thing yet, but I feel like it's a good thing. And then I'll look back a few days, weeks, months later, and I'll be like, that was actually a great thing, because if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have gotten this done, or I wouldn't have met this person, or whatever the case may be. So mm-hmm. It's like the importance of like perspective and being able to zoom out of your current perspective and be able to look at it like, all right, objectively speaking, this isn't that bad. Subjectively speaking, this feels terrible. Mm-hmm. But like objectively speaking, this is not that bad. People have car trouble every day.
People do be having car
trouble. You know what I'm saying? Like this isn't that bad in the grand scope of everything that's like everything. But I think it's hard to do, because in our everyday life, it's like you're the subject of your life. So it's a challenge, it's an adjustment, but understanding like this isn't your whole life, this is just a portion of your life, has been the biggest thing for me as I've been going through and like feeling some of the stuff. Some of it is trash. When that light came on, I'm like, God dang. It's like, I wish I had some mechanic friends. But also, yeah, make sure y'all get some. If y'all have some mechanic friends, make sure y'all get some mechanic friends. If y'all don't have some,
Treat them well, please.
Because if I had a mechanic friend, this would alleviate so many. So maybe that's what I need to be going out here and doing. I'm gonna put my stuff out there. I'm gonna meet my mechanic friend. They're gonna come over and be like, hey, that's it. Man, you just need to change oils in the carburetor. Get you a little bit of oil, you'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so. That's funny. But yeah, that's very true. What was you about to say?
Nothing.
Oh.
Oh, man. Yeah, so. I don't got nothing. I'm just listening, taking it all in.
Yeah, I feel like, honestly, also another thing that has been getting me through this is laughing. Because we have been laughing a lot. And sometimes it's not funny, but the jokes are flowing.
It's always funny to me because I look at stuff like, I couldn't have made this up if I tried. Like, I'm looking
it's
at
not
stuff.
Not even I could have. I would not have.
I would have never wrote done this.
It's not part of the script.
Yeah. You know, but then it's like I had to remind myself, like, all right, clearly, like, God is, like, literally the architect. So God is looking at, like, I got the whole blueprint. I just need you to believe. Yeah. Just believe.
Cut!
That's all I need.
I ain't asked for that right now, God.
It was like, and God, like, can you let me work? Let me work. Like, just do the scene, and we good. And it's like, all right, cool, but we be so upset about the fact that, like, you want me to trip down the stairs during this scene?
On purpose?
Yeah, like, I don't, it's like, nah, I need you to trip, you gonna heal, and after this, you gonna trip into a pile of money. And it's like, oh, why didn't you just tell me I was going to trip into a pile of money? I would have tripped first on the first try. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's like,
if it made it believable.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I would have sold it. Would have threw myself down the steps. They were like, yeah, you didn't have to be that committed. Nah, he told me there was some money at the bottom of them steps. I'm getting my money. But,
I just picture one of them like rag dogs that they use in the movies.
Do I gotta do it again? I'll hobble up the steps. Like, but it's like understanding that like there's a bigger plan. And it's like I would love to know the details, but it wouldn't even really make sense to me all the way, right? Because like there's other people involved that we haven't met yet. So it's like there's. Like, as long as we do our part, they can do their part. So it's like, we're like, all right, I got to figure this out. And I'm like, nah, let me just do your part. Somebody else is going to do something, and maybe they're doing something in relation to something else. And it's like, all of these little parts are working together. I just need you to show up.
Just do your job.
Yeah, that's just it. Please. Like, do your job. Just throw yourself down them steps.
I'm here to fold clothes. Fold them clothes. Show up in phone calls.
I will say that if you also look at it like this, like God is the creator, right? And we are creators as well, right? So if I'm a creator and I'm creating a piece, I'm in the process of creating something and I'm trying to explain it to you. And because you're not creating this thing, you don't understand what I'm actually saying to you. That's how we be looking at this stuff with God. Like, I don't necessarily understand everything, but I didn't create all of this.
I was going to say it didn't have anything to do with your point, okay. But it was something else. Did y'all have anything for...
I had another example of what it looked like, but if you about to change the subject?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'll just say real quick.
Yeah, probably.
I was going to say, it's almost like the image I was thinking of is... Whenever you see the marching bands, and then they do the overhead view, and then you see it's a huge picture and all that stuff. It's like we're one of the people in the whole picture, right? And the director is like, "Hey, I just need you to move to the left a little bit." And you're like, "To the left? I don't want to be in the left. I'm not going to be in the shot." Like, no, just move to the left. I'm looking at the entire thing. I need you to move to the left. That's all I need you to do.
But my mama going to be there.
That's not what I said. We trying to make this beautiful picture for this marching band, and you trying to move to the right when I told you to move to the left. Just move to the left, and everything's going to be all right. And then, but when you actually get a chance to see the full picture, it's like, that's what you was doing? Wow. That's a good picture right there.
Totally from the beginning. I wouldn't have no problem moving to the left.
But yeah, you can go ahead, my
friend. Well, I was going to say the irony of it all, at least for me, probably a couple of days before anything was even happening, I was like, I ain't really been taking good care of myself.
Bro.
Like, I was like, I kept saying that. I kept feeling like that. I kept thinking about it. And this might be the best I've taken care of myself. Because now it's like it forced me to stop and slow down and just... literally just be me, like, so do the things, and also me knowing that if I just sit and do nothing, I'm a be in my head. So now I'm doing the things that's going to make me happy, the things that I actually want to do, things that I'm actually interested in. But I wouldn't have, or it would have been a while until I found this thing, or remembered that I enjoy this thing, or remembered that this is the goal. If this didn't happen,
man, you had something you were gonna say? Okay, I was gonna say the power of the thought and feeling working together, because I was driving one of the days and I was like, I really don't want to do this anymore. Like, that was literally I don't want to do this anymore. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to thug it out. We're going to be all right. And it's like, I was like, you said you don't want to do what? Do-do-do. I'm like,
bro.
Oh, hold on. I mean, like, I said it but
was
like,
so quick.
Yeah, I'm like, normally it's like this. There's a few months. There's like a month, 6 month period. It's
people
like, all
right. You said this about 15 times in the last 30 days.
But it's like, I think it's a thing of I said it, but I actually felt it. Like, it wasn't even I think it was a combination of both of those things. Like, and... like, when I said it and I felt it, I was like, all right, cool. Here's your opportunity to not do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
Did you have anything? I was just going to say, I don't know if it was today or yesterday. Within these last couple of days, I realized it was on a walk. Definitely was on a walk. But I realized that at the end of the day, this is my doing. So, like, all the journals when I was like, I'm a full-time artist, doing this. Now, I was saying that so much that it was bound to happen. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, you may not think you're ready, but you're more ready than you think you are. Mm-hmm. Before, when I was saying I'm ready, I really wasn't ready.
SpongeBob.
Like,
I'm ready.
Randomly, I was thinking about the other day when you was like, "Let's move Bikini Bottom." I forgot. But yeah, this is my doing. And before, when I was saying that I was ready or felt like I was ready, I really wasn't ready. But now that I'm not saying that I'm ready, I'm a lot more prepared than I think I am. So just taking a step back and just really doing and realizing that you don't have to be a master. You don't have to be a master to be an expert or to be good at anything. Like, you don't have to be a master to be good. You don't have to be a master for people to like what you're doing. You just have to literally show up as yourself and be willing to learn. I seen something or read something, sorry. They was talking about how the moment, I feel like they said, I might be paraphrasing, but once you stop learning, that's when you die.
Dun, dun, dun.
I might be paraphrasing, but it was something along those lines. But learning, you have to be constantly learning. Yeah. So I'm going to say, the moment you stop learning is the moment you die. You might be here, but because you have to keep moving, keep growing, and keep
growing. Now, I will say, to your point that you were just making right now, since I have actually figured out how to actually give my troubles to the Lord.
Wow.
I actually have room in my brain. Like, I actually feel like I can take in new information. I've been learning things. I've been learning about herbs and stuff like that, which I already was working on learning. But, like, now I'm retaining the information. And even, like, other little things that I've, like, looked up and just even the mental space to like, start working on things that maybe I mentioned a few weeks ago or, like, it feels like I had like this huge load of stuff and I just, or maybe it was like a load of clothes and I finally put it in the washing machine.
Wash my pain away.
That was good.
It's like, it's, I didn't know it was like this over here on the side. You know, like I was trying to control everything. So now that I'm not trying to control everything, it literally has been feeling like, oh, okay, I do have time to rest, which gives my time, my brain time to, like, refresh, which gives me time to, like, oh, I want to read this book and actually retain the information. Maybe I could take notes now. Oh, I've been meaning to get this thing done. Like, let me go ahead and do this. And I think that it's been very beneficial for me to not worry about the stuff. Because at the end of the day, it's going to get fixed. It's going to get done. I just can't, I feel like stress is a whole load by itself. Like, stress and worry is like a whole big load of clothes to carry in itself. And it's like, all right, well, let me just put these things down. And it's like, oh, I could pick up a pen. I could pick up a notebook. I could do my hair. Like, you know, just the little things. But same thing as you had mentioned, like, you realize you haven't been taking that great care of yourself. I did that 30 days of self-care, and then I didn't process how I was supposed to, like, now
continue it.
Yes, incorporate it into my regular schedule, because I was still trying to problem solve everything else.
I feel like it's because it was still, you're like, you were still working.
It was, but it was also like I didn't give myself like a moment of rest. Like, out of the content mode of it. So I could actually reflect. Because I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I loved the exercises. But it was like, okay, now let's sit down and actually make it a priority. And now I'm working to do that. But I wasn't doing that. Now I could breathe a little bit. So now I'm like, oh, let me add at least two of these things on my schedule for the week. Every week. Like... Go ahead.
Similar vein, taking better care of myself. I've been working on it, but it's, I think it was over the last few days I've acknowledged that I was like, all right, this is what's happening. So, like, if this is what's happening, let me adjust and move. And the second thing was going to be when I started actually giving things to God, like letting go, because that was one of the things I said when I was driving. I was like, I have no intention of doing this by myself anymore. I don't know how I thought I was going to do all of this by myself. I have no intention of doing that. One, of course, it was like I had more room on my plate, but it allowed me to, like, to do things and remind myself that this thing requires all of me, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever I'm doing, right? It requires all of me. I can, so if I'm reading, right? in order for me to get the most out of whatever this is, this actually requires all of me, right? I can think about other stuff when it's time to think about other stuff. But like right now, whatever I'm doing, this requires me to be here. So let me be here. Whether it's, and we talked about this a little bit when it was like, whether you're washing dishes or whatever, but like whatever you're doing, it requires all of you to be there so that you can get the most out of it. And when I start doing that, I think less about what's going wrong, what's not going right, whatever it is, because when it's time for me to call somebody about my car or whatever, like, all right, this requires all of me to be here. When it's time for me to create, this requires all of me to be here. When I leave, I can be there, but like this is what I'm here doing. So, and that usually helps me to not feel like the world is ending, but it just feels like, all right, cool, this task that I'm doing, I'm working on a task. And then when I'm done with this, even if I'm resting, like this rest requires all of me to rest. I don't have to think about every problem while I'm resting, because otherwise I'm not resting. Like I'm here, but I'm not here.
I blame the eclipse. During the eclipse.
Oh man.
During the eclipse. I'm grateful for the eclipse.
He said, I blame the stars, the moon, the universe. I blame it all.
I was getting my brakes checked.
That was during the eclipse.
These 3 hours turned into 5 days.
That is true.
And I'm like, what's going on? Mind you, I'm outside during the eclipse. It was like a little cloudy day. I didn't see the moon go in front of the sun, but it just got a little dim. And that this random, it made me think of, I be seeing people when I don't be ready to see people. And it just be like, it don't even be people that I'm like, that I know. I just, like, we just know each other. So it's like a, hey, what's up type of thing. I don't be prepared to see people or even speak. And right now I'm kind of annoyed because I've been here since 12 o'clock. I didn't get home until 7 o'clock. Like, what's going? Y'all said 3 hours to fix whatever needed to be fixed. And then they changed the part and they put a bad part in my, I'm like, they said, the master cylinder that we put in your car, it was blown. So we got to order a new, excuse me?
Did they put the old one back in there?
Nah, I got a new one.
Oh, okay. They paid for it? We'll talk about it later.
I only paid for
the one. Okay. Yeah. Ooh, child.
But I say that to say, I'm grateful for the eclipse, but
well, nothing is happening. The moon decided to go in front of the sun.
But I'm good though. The energy is exactly where it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Everything happened exactly how it was supposed to happen. I just wouldn't have wrote the script like this. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. But I'm appreciative of the script that was written because I am more than capable of getting through, over, around
this tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah, the scene. All, literally, it's like, and scene. You just waiting for some.
Alright, I've been crying out of this left eye for about 6 minutes now. When we gonna end it?
Y'all keep asking for one tear.
Right.
All these takes, one tear.
I did it already.
So you ain't commit to the scene yet. That's why we doing it. You're reliving it because you haven't got the lesson yet.
Was y'all watching that show with me when he had to dance like a chicken? Or was it a show or a movie?
Dance like a chicken? What are you?
It was. I think it was a show I was watching. The dude made him dance like a chicken.
I did. That was me. I was with you. I didn't see him actually I walked out at that point.
Oh, yeah, he kept telling him he wasn't committed. And he kept making him dance like a chicken.
Yeah.
Then he ended up shooting him at the end.
See, yeah, you watch a lot
of dark
stuff.
He watched the darkest show.
That's not happy. Movie. Like, that's not a happy time. I'm sure you was like, that was a good movie, wasn't it?
It was a show.
That was a good show, wasn't it?
I didn't like how it ended.
Ah, here we go.
It probably ended too happy, huh?
It just wasn't a good ending.
He just got out of the deal.
That was way before.
Oh, okay.
It was a lot. It was a lot happening during the. Mm-hmm. But I didn't like how it ended.
One thing that I will say also that has been helping me get through this is that I learned how to let things flow through me as far as like emotions or like processing situations, I'm able to process stuff a lot quicker than I was before, like my emotions and stuff. So that's been helping. Cause like, if I feel like I need to cry, I'll go ahead and cry. If I feel like I need to scream at somebody, I'm going to scream. I haven't done that. Haven't had the need, but you know, it's there if needed. But I haven't been holding everything in. I feel like this situation probably would have been a lot or felt a lot worse if I had still been in a space where I was holding everything in and like suppressing stuff, because it just would have just been piling on. And then I just would have been frustrated and I wouldn't have been able to actually take a step back. I still would have been in problem solving mode.
And the test, all these is just tests to see if everything that we learned and everything that we've done, like, did we become that person yet? So, like, if your response is the same as it was in the past, we still have work to do.
Message.
Yep, yeah. Yeah, you're going to keep falling down them steps till you get it right. Commit!
but yeah, I
started thinking agree. About Drumline when he was like, you're going to die in that white t-shirt.
Oh, man.
I'm definitely trying to, like, take what I'm learning and listen and observe and whatever and, like, use what I've been learning and put it to use and practice and incorporate.
I think that was something that I had to, in terms of letting it go. But, like, I had, when I was reading certain things, my whole thing was I have to remember this so that I can use it. I have to remember it so that I can use it. And it's like the easiest way for me to
remember is to
use it. Yeah. But I'm like, how can I remember this so that I can blah? And it's like, it's so hard to try and force yourself to be a library when it's like, if you just decide to go out there and actually implement it, you're not necessarily a library. You're like,
you're just doing this stuff.
Yeah, and right? Now you can speak on it. You can speak on it actually, like, confidently.
Yeah.
I was hoping y'all didn't hear that one.
Because you actually tested it.
Yeah. You the man. You the man. You the library. Lord and I, man.
Oh, man. But, yeah, this has definitely been an interesting time in our lives. But I'm using this stuff has been helping, and not even like trying to incorporate every single book that I've read, but like the key things that I remember in each moment, or if I feel like I need to go back and read a certain section of something, I'll go back and read it so that I can start implementing it incrementally, rather than trying to be like, all right, I got to do everything they said in Atomic Habits, and I got to do everything they said in The Mountain Is You. And now we're going to have an amazing life. And it's like,
every day is a happy day. Yeah. How I'm imagining it right now is like, when I started out, I was trying to be a library. So I'm like, I got this book. Now it's like, I'm like Batman with all of the gadgets on his belt. I'm like, ha ha, I got this. You said stress and work. We don't do that. Right. I got exactly the tool for that.
Like, my head block is on.
Yeah, it's like, excuse, you said what?
We don't try nothing.
You said lack. Boy, if you don't. Got my abundance card right here. I was waiting for you to mess with me like that. But yeah, it's literally, that's what it feels like. I'm just pulling stuff out of my toolkit.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah.
Do y'all have any final thoughts on everything that we talked about? Doing things that you learned in books. Feeling like everything is falling apart. Things falling into place. You becoming the youest version of you. Mm-hmm. Anything at all.
Oh, I had one thing. Mm-hmm. I forgot it, but then I remembered it. So I'm going to say it. This time, I guess I've slowed down so much and I don't feel like I know anything or need to know anything. So it's easier for me to actually learn stuff. So like even the stuff that I was like, you know, I was actually learning this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then I got to a point where I was like, I should know this. Or mm-hmm. I should know how to do such and such already. Now I'm just like interested in learning it. Like, so mm-hmm. be just going back and learning the stuff I was been supposed to learn. But I just didn't take the time out to learn because I wasn't this person yet. That's all it was. I just wasn't in the space. I wasn't in the space where I was supposed to learn it. But now I'm in that space and position where I am supposed to learn what I'm learning. So we're going to learn it.
And to your point, I will say that just allowing yourself to learn the things that you've always been interested in, like just to explore your interests, is such a powerful thing. And a lot of times we don't make time for that because of the idea of thinking that you should have known something, or even just the idea of like, I can't focus on my interests, I have to get this other thing done. It gets in the way of those things. But it's like, when you allow, give yourself a moment to like actually dive into something that you're just genuinely interested in. You don't have to be no rhyme or reason. It's not like, oh, I've been studying this my whole life. It's just like, I'm just interested in this, so I'm going to learn about this thing. It's fun.
Yeah, I agree. And I think when you just make learning a fun process and not like
school.
See it, what, yeah, not, definitely not school. But when you make it so where it's like there's no expectations on the learning, like it's if you're learning a new language, it's a lot, for a lot of them, you're not expecting that after the first week you're going to know how to say everything. You're just like, all right, cool. Oh, I learned how to say a new word. Can I learn how to say another new word? Maybe I can learn how to say a sentence. Maybe I can, you know, and it's, you kind of are enjoying like the entire process versus, and sometimes it's understandable, like you grow up in a certain house and you're like, I should know Patois, I should know Spanish, I should know whatever it is. And it's like, you've been around these people for a minute, but you didn't actively practice to learn it. You were just around it. So you're like, oh, I should have absorbed it. But it's like, you didn't take the time to actually learn it, because like you weren't engrossed in the process. This is kind of what I was saying before. Like you weren't really engrossed in all of the process. You were just there. Like somebody just
popped you down.
And you were like, oh, I'm just there. Like, nah, now you're active in it. And I think now, because we like slow down and it's like things feel like they're falling apart, it's like this gives you a perfect time to look around and be like, oh wow, okay, let's rearrange this. All right, let's move this furniture here, let's move this here. Cool, now I can actually, I have a space where I can learn now. I didn't have a seat, a table where I can learn it, because it was chaos around me. And I like, now that the some of the things are not here anymore, I have space to learn this and do this other thing. So
I mean, we even sat down in this room and was like, this room is actually a lot bigger than I remember it being. And it's just like, you do have the mental capacity to just realize what you have and what you're surrounded by and stuff like that, and make changes if necessary, or to cultivate and nurture what you have.
Word.
Yeah.
That's all I have. I have nothing else.
But we want to hear from y'all. Let us know like what y'all do.
Are you okay?
Yeah, first of all, are you okay? Let us know. Are you okay in the comments? But also, what do you do to keep going when it feels like everything is falling apart? Do you keep going when it feels like everything's falling apart? Or do you just, you know, be like, you know, I'm just sitting here and cry for 7 days. Mm-hmm. Like, what's your process? Or what keeps you going? But in the meantime, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. We will see you guys next week.
Adios. Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.